Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you've already been listening, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Good to be here with you as always as I continue to broadcast on the road in Denver, Colorado. Having a great time out here in Denver. It's a great city, great part of the world on the Front Range. And folks, when you first come out here, I've been to Denver many times, but it always surprises me the elevation. You think you're out of breath. You think there's something wrong with you. And then all of a sudden you realize you're a mile high and the air is a lot thinner out here. But Denver's a great city. It's not that big. You'd think it would be, if you've never been here before, you'd think Denver would be like Chicago or Atlanta or something like that. But it's not. I mean, the surrounding area is big. Downtown Denver is pretty small. It's a nice little place. Jim Sebastiu is our new friend, ladies and gentlemen. He's chief executive officer of a company called Profiles International. And he is the co-founder of that company as well. And he and his partner are also the authors of 40 Strategies for Winning in Business. He's our new friend. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here. And folks, we met, if you remember, three or four weeks ago, I was in Memphis at the Diversity Conference. And we met a really nice lady there named Karen Schaefer. And she's with the same company, and she's one of Jim's employees and one of his managers. And we met her there and just liked her an awful lot. And she's introduced us to Jim because they've got a message that I want them to tell you about. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say how many times? 1,000 times? In small business, we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. And so we better make darn sure that we got the right heads to put all these hats on. People who can multitask. If you got an accountant, you've got an accounting personality in that job. If you got a salesperson, you got somebody who can be successful as a salesperson, not somebody who probably will never be successful in sales. There are ways to find out if you have the right people and if the person you're looking at that you're thinking about hiring, if they are right for that job. And one of those ways is the stuff that Jim Sebastiu does with his company Profiles. And, Jim, I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about that. Give us your thoughts on what I just said.
Well, first of all, I can't agree with you more. I think it's pretty extraordinary that I run into somebody this early in the morning whose basic concept is almost identical to that of Profiles International, and that is too many hats, not enough heads to put them on. We find that to be true not only in very small businesses, but in medium size and even to some larger businesses. Because for years, what we had was the opportunity in our lives to post-select. And what I mean by post-select is we could kind of recruit them in masses, train them in classes, and kind of roll them into our business on their hockey skates, you know. And I think that basically what occurs in that area is that we'd have to hire three people to get one that actually could do the job and do the job effectively. And no one spent much time figuring out what it costs an entrepreneur or anyone in business the cost of a bad hire. In about 1991, when we started our company, that is my partner and myself, Bud Haney, we started in about 600 square feet of rented office space and had one secretary. Thank goodness we decided to go into the pre-employment assessment business, and in the pre-employment assessment business, we hired our first employee with an assessment. And interestingly enough, she's still with the company today.
Is that right?
And is my partner's executive assistant, Lisa Carroll, does an extraordinary job for us, but she fit the job right from the start.
So by now, you guys work for her, right?
As a matter of fact, you're absolutely correct.
Hey, Jim, I know all about that.
Yeah, you do.
And I'll tell you something else, Jim. There are lots of small business owners listening right now who are nodding their head knowingly.
Yes, I'm certain that they are because all of us have experienced it, haven't we?
Well, and thank goodness we got good folks like that who save our bacon on a daily basis.
That's true.
But you know the. You were talking about what it costs for a bad hire. Let me tell you something that I'm sure you know this, but I want to remind everybody, in a small business, in some small businesses, I've seen, actually have seen, a bad hire take the company down. It can happen.
Not only can it happen, it does, along with a bad hire if it involves drugs or if it involves theft of any kind. Here's some interesting statistics. 36% of all the business bankruptcies last year were caused from employees stealing their employers out of business.
Yeah,
the fastest-growing segment of the American economy today seems to be employee theft and fraud. It's a pretty scary process. So that's one of those things.
I've actually been a victim of that myself in the past one time, and it didn't take me down, but it didn't cost me a lot of money, but it could have.
I know some people.
We've got to pay some bills. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Jim Sebastiu. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Profiles International. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. A little bit of you there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget my blog. You can use it. You can subscribe to it. We'll send it to you. You can come and get it. All the other things that you can do there, thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members, lots of resources that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including the opportunity to listen to our guest this half hour, Jim Sebastiu, our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, co-founder and CEO of Profiles International Incorporated out of the great state of Texas and the great city of Waco. And, Jim, when I met Karen Schaefer, whom I mentioned earlier, in Memphis a few weeks ago, the group that was assembled there was treated to a motivational CD that you guys created, and it just knocked everybody's socks off. And I want you to tell us about it a little bit.
Well, thank you very much. It was an inspiration that came to our executive committee, actually, in a conversation we had where we decided that sometimes words don't, the spoken word can't describe emotionally what you can generate when you think about developing greatness in people, greatness in your company. And we got to discussing what we call the elements of greatness. And through that basic process, Karen was in the room, who's more artistic, I think, than all of us in the whole executive committee put together. And we started talking about, what does it really take to have a great company? What do people in your company have to be? And one of the words that came up was passion. Another one was vision, and then belief, and then desire, and courage, and perseverance, and of course, execution was the last one we discussed. And through that basic process, we decided what we would do is we would put together just a very short video. It's just a couple of minutes long. Actually have it on CD now, called The Elements of Greatness. The words and the vision of this CD are pretty incredible, and the music behind it is wonderful, composed for us for this particular CD. And I'll tell you, everywhere we go and everywhere we play it, there's hardly a dry eye in the house. It's just it's incredible to watch, and
it'll
it's moving in your company.
It'll grab you, and if I'm not mistaken, Karen made the offer that you guys are giving those away.
Yes, we are, as a matter of fact. We'd be happy to give them to your listeners. So if anybody would like a copy of The Elements of Greatness, all they've got to do is just send us a note. In fact, they could just send me an email at jims@profilesmail.com. That's jims@profilesmail.com.
Include your name and address. And folks, there's no strings attached. Nobody's going to knock on your door. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. I know these folks a little bit, and if I wasn't confident of that, I wouldn't let them make that offer on the show. Just send them your email, jims@profilesmail.com. Is that right?
Right, and if they would give us their name and address, we'll ask their permission if they'd like to receive our newsletter after they watch The Elements of Greatness.
Afterwards, but now it's all opt-in, folks. No No pressure. You can decide. But I do encourage you. That CD, that video, the Elements of Greatness, is absolutely outstanding. And Jim, I thank you for making it, and thank you for making it available to my audience. I really appreciate that. One of the things I wanted to talk about is what I call one of the great ironies in the marketplace, and that is that small businesses who can ill afford to have a bad hire and cannot afford to have a bad hire actually don't do a very good job typically of hiring the right people. We pull the trigger much too fast and without as much consideration as we should take. And a big business, the larger businesses out there, they could absorb a bad hire a lot better. They could weather that storm a lot better. But they do a great job, typically, of hiring the right people. And there's a great irony in that. And I'd like to end that irony right now.
Well, I would too. And I'd like to say that it's statistically absolute, the irony that you're talking about. If you only have four people in your company and one person is a bad hire, that's 25% of your labor force.
Right.
That's astounding. Larger companies, you know, if they have 100 or 150 or 300 or 5,000 employees and they make a half a dozen bad hires, it doesn't have the same effect as the one bad hire in a small business. And so it's imperative that we pick the right people and we spend the time to do that. And you can do that. It's going to sound like a commercial, and I apologize for this.
No,
but
this is why, one of the reasons you're here. I want you to tell us about what you do, because a lot of people don't realize what companies like yours do to make these tools available to help people pick the right folks.
One of the things that's really great about our company is that our sweet spot is working with small business. We do a great deal of work with people in small businesses, and what's amazing about it is that there isn't a heavy financial commitment, and you end up being able to send employees or prospective employees to a website. To your website. Now, that's a website designed exclusively for your business, no matter how large or how small. That website has on it certain specific pre-employment evaluation assessments that we train you how to use, and they're all self-administered. And the person does them on the internet, either in your office or can go to the internet in the evening. You give them a password. Go to the internet during the day. Give them a password. And they're able to access the information, take the assessment, and then when they hit the completion button, you're able to retrieve that assessment or have it automatically print in your office in 11 seconds after they've done it. We have them in Spanish.
Jim, let me stop you.
It's amazing.
Let me stop you for a second. We got to go to a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to continue this. I've got a couple of questions for Jim, and we'll do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jim Sebastian.
Play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Jim Sebastian, Chief Executive Officer of Profiles International. They're one of the folks out there, ladies and gentlemen, who will help you have the maximum opportunity to hire the right people, to put the round peg in the round hole, to make sure that you've got the right folks on board, and so that you don't miss a beat when you bring this new person on board. Jim, one of the things that I talk about quite a bit on the show is the way the internet, the way technology has made resources available to small business owners to help them really significantly increase their level of sophistication with regard to human resources. And an example that I use all the time is training. The ability to get training online for sales training or organization or management or whatever it might be. There's all kinds of training applications out there online that people will send you, or you can go to the website and use them, and you never have to leave home. You never have to leave the office. And what you were just describing to us is another element of being able to use technology to increase our level of sophistication in the hiring process. I want you to tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I think the thing that's a key in that specific area is the ease of use and the flexibility of all of the different places people can sit and take one of these assessments that we have. We've got a job match assessment that is just incredible. We help you figure out what job titles you call them, but you figure out your own job titles, obviously, and then we help figure out what best job match patterns we have created. And then we help you actually, when people come in, select that person for that specific job. So we're not just a general personality assessment as much as we are an assessment that measures the thinking and reasoning capabilities, that's a hat, the behavioral traits, that is the personality characteristics that are describable in human behavior, and of course the occupational interests, because we've found that people oftentimes, they don't want the work, they just want the money. So we have to figure out if they really want the kind of work you have available, as well as whether they have the mental horsepower to pull off what you're trying to get them to do. That's that multitasking process.
Or maybe they're so desperate they're willing to tell you anything just to get a job.
Well, you know, resumes and interviews have been used for a long time. And 67, Peter Drucker said this, he said, 67% of all the people you hire this year, you'll find out were wrong next year. And, of course, that's a heavy statistic.
That's a frightening statistic. And, Jim, folks, let me tell you, as you know, those of you who've been listening to me, you know what I do. When I introduce you to somebody like Jim Zerbescu and Profiles International, what I'm doing here is I'm introducing you to a resource that's available to you. This is one of, I'm sure there are many out there that are maybe similar, but of course, Jim, none better, I'm sure. But the thing is, what I'm telling you folks is that, as I've done other times, start with these folks, see what you think, and then, you know, look around. At least now you've become introduced to this concept, the idea of increasing the sophistication of your human resources activities that you've got to do, this very important job. And Jim, I'd like for you to give us your website, and then and when you do, I'm going to get you to answer this question right behind it. Can we go on your website and sort of take a road test of some of the services that you offer?
The answer is yes. You can go on our website and you can take a road test. And the website is profilesinternational.com.
All right.
And it's really
profilesinternational.com. And folks, I want to remind you about that offer Jim made for that free CD. You ought to get this CD and get all your people together someday, and as soon as you can, and just play this thing. Don't say anything. Just put it in the machine and play it. And then talk about it afterwards. Talk about the elements of greatness that are shown in this thing. And give us that email again, Jim.
The email is jims@profilesmail.com.
All right, so take advantage of that. Jim, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts to small business owners about making sure they got the right pegs in the right holes.
I think the key is to be patient and be sure you look at more than one person. And oftentimes, it's not Aunt Sally's nephew.
or the first person that walks through the door.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. I think being patient, I'd rather have a job open for a period of time than I would to put a wrong person in the right job.
That's exactly the classic example of what happens that's wrong when a small business owner needs to fill a slot. Hey, Jim, thank you for being here today. Good job. I'm looking forward to having you back again another day.
Very much. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, Jim Zerbescu, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Executive Officer of Profiles International. Got to take a quick break because I got to sell a few things and we got to give you the news, too. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.